Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Pete Newcomb. That's right, a.k.a. The Right Reverend Revere. And welcome to my internet radio program, Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. We are a commercial-free, public-access internet radio talk show. Well, Paul Ryan and the GOP division. Yes, Paul Ryan is warning today about the GOP fracturing or splitting apart. He's encouraged them to pick their fights, pick and choose. In my way of looking at it, it looks like they're going to have to all but lie down and die. I don't think there's a fight that they're going to win in the short or the long term, but that's for another broadcast. It looks like Sarah Palin is out at Fox. I think Fox decided not to renew her contract of $1 million a year. And I think it was way beyond mutual consent. I think Roger Ailes had just had it up to his eyeballs with, admittedly, he was overheard in the hallway last year to saying, characterizing Palin as being stupid. Go figure. The GOP gerrymandering in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Virginia. They're trying to rig the elections in those states by, as they did in California and Texas, where they picked up extra congressional seats. They're trying to shove and push Democrats into as few congressional districts as possible so that their candidate in 2016 will somehow win a state that they can't win outright by the popular vote. In Texas, there's a huge Hispanic voting electorate, and in 4 years' time, that should just about tip that state back into the blue column. That would definitely make the GOP a permanent minority party with absolutely no chance for the White House. The GOP Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia is quitting. I don't think it's because Georgia is not conservative enough. I think Mr. Chambliss sees the handwriting on the wall, and for his money, he would rather be making real money on K Street. In Virginia, another state that is trying to jigger the voting, Governor McDonnell, a Republican, wants nothing to do with that state's GOP legislature's move to rig the voting districts in favor of the GOP. Scott Walker in Wisconsin is at this moment mulling over whether to rig elections in the state of Wisconsin. The GOP simply want to get rid of this income tax, both state and federal, and just ratchet up the sales tax. All of these and more merely illustrate the fact that the GOP is basically the party of no, and now it's going to be the party of crow. They realize that no matter what John Boehner can do or not do in the year 2013, their chances at this stage of the game, having lost the November 6, 2012 elections, much worse than they even wildly underestimated, any way you look at it, I think a good portion of the GOP realize that their party is fading and fading fast. So with that said, the GOP and their golden boys, I think it's time for them to hit the sidelines and to start making real money working for those damn lobbying firms. There's gold in them there, K Street casinos. The GOP is about to cash in their chips for good while the getting is good. That's all for this internet broadcast from Blog Talk Radio. This is the Right Reverend Revere saying thank you all for listening to my program, Rough Riders Radio, and now we're signing off.